One of those coaches that absolutely loves Alabama, can't afford to let her go. Coach Sarah Patterson, head gymnastics coach at the University of Alabama, joining us this morning. Coach Patterson, good Wednesday morning to you.
Well, hello. How are y'all doing on this little bit of a cold morning?
It is a little bit nippy outside. When Martin and I get in the studio, it's right around 5:15, 5:30, and it seems like it's cold every morning when we get in.
I'm from upstate New York, and I can't get used to it.
That's right. Coach Patterson, head gymnastics coach at the University of Alabama. Coach, I want to get into the power of pink and the meet that you have coming up this weekend. But beforehand, you know, what you've done at this program here in your tenure is nothing shy of miraculous. When I say that, I don't mean to oversell it, but it really is. When you've taken a sport, especially at Alabama, where we get this stigma of being old and frumpy and set in our ways, you've taken a non-traditional sport, and you sell Coleman Coliseum out, and you sell your program, and you have become a community figure within the University of Alabama family. Just kind of talk about where that vision started and if you're there yet.
Well, I think the biggest thing was, I've been fortunate to stay at one institution. This is now my husband and I have worked here 36 years. We're in our 36th season, and you know, Coach Bryant took a chance on a 22-year-old graduate of Slippery Rock State College and hired me. And after the first year, we went 5-5, and he gave us 4 scholarships to recruit the first class of young ladies that eventually went on to go to our first national championship. And we've been to 31 consecutive national championships. So, you know, he took a chance on me, and I had a vision. But certainly, it wasn't of what we have done right now. I always wanted to win. You know, when you went to recruit Tomes, I was going back to Pennsylvania, New York, and I was selling Coach Bryant and Joe Namath, coming from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, close to where I had gone to school. So, you know, I think the football program over the years has enabled us to compete at the highest level. It's funded our program. It's helped us recruit, you know, as it has to the university as well, to build the academics that we have here. And there is no bigger football fan than Sarah Patterson.
Coach Patterson, you know, one of the things, when it comes to gymnastics meets, it really is
entertainment value out the roof.
out the roof. But it's so close. The margin of error is so close between winning and losing. And how have you been able to instill that detailed approach? Because it can't just be when you show up for the meet. How have you been able to instill that attention to detail into the vision that you have for this program?
No, I think it's about everything. You know, we finished second in a meet this past weekend by 0.2 of a point. We have finished second at the NCAA championship 7 times in our 35 years. We've won 6 championships, but we finished second. And I think it's all about leading those details, you know, the final moment, peaking at the end of the season, getting your ladies to do everything they can to add 0.025 of a point, because you don't want to get to the end and lose a championship by 0.025. Well, I think the same part of it is in the fan environment. It's fun family Fridays, and we adopted that years ago so that we could help people who couldn't afford to buy tickets to football or weren't on the list, you know, next in line to purchase football tickets. A family of 4 could come, and it'd be more affordable and more fun to go to a women's gymnastics meet than to go to a movie. So, and even in the recession, in the downtime, we still were able to provide people an opportunity to come to an athletic event at the University of Alabama. And one of the things that we do that's different from other sports, when the lady steps up on the podium to be introduced, you know, she's Deandra Milner, and she's a scholastic All-American with a 3.8 grade point average. I mean, we announce their grade point averages.
So you emphasize that student-athlete aspect of it. Coach, you talked about that meet against Nebraska, won it by that, as you said,
2/10
of a point. And you guys had a couple of young players step up. How do you call them players? I call us football players.
Yeah. we just call them gymnasts. Okay. And
you had a couple of gymnasts step up. I want to make sure that we get that step up. But one of the freshmen, Katie Bailey, tell us a little bit about her and her contribution right out of the bat.
Well, Katie's done a great job, and she has a unique story. She's one of seven family members, siblings, and six of the siblings are adopted, and she comes from North Carolina. She was a level 10 gymnast. So when you think of that, she wasn't at the elite level that would go on to the national championship, you know, or the Olympics. She was a level 10 gymnast, but at the highest level, and I just knew that Katie was going to come in here, and she's a great competitor, and she just really, you know, loves to be at the top of her game. I knew that she was going to be an impact person for us this year.
Visiting with head gymnastics coach at the University of Alabama, Sarah Patterson. Coach Patterson, you know, Coach Saban gets a lot of tout for being a great recruiter, but you are the original recruiter at the University of Alabama. You've always continued to bring in phenomenal gymnasts, phenomenal athletes. For someone who's not in the gymnastics loop like myself, how do you find these girls? You know, in basketball, they can go to AAU tournaments. You know, in football, they go to Friday night games, and they have these showcases throughout the summer. But what is the recruiting process like in gymnastics? Where do you go to find these girls?
Well, we're going to the national meets each year, the level 10 national meets and the elite national meets where you're finding your Olympians, your world champions, and we do have a world champion. Kayla Williams was a world champion on vault, and she came from Huntington, West Virginia, but we're going to the biggest meets in the country, and we are, you know, finding the best athletes. And then, you know, for the most part, most of our scholarship athletes are coming from outside the state, so we're having to use the recognition, the name recognition of the University of Alabama and our gymnastics program to get them to Tuscaloosa.
Coach, you got a big meet this Friday, Power of Pink meet. This is the 10th annual meet of this type against number 10 Arkansas. Alabama currently ranked number 7. Share with us what was the inspiration behind this event and how the fans can be a part of it and get involved with it.
Well, in a short story, about 12 years ago, I started having difficulties passing my annual mammogram, and there was nothing wrong with me. I was perfectly healthy, but I had the best of care. I went from doctor to doctor, and, you know, I was fine. But during that process, I saw many women who didn't have health care, were having difficulties, had young children. And I thought, how can I use my position here at the University of Alabama and our fan base of over 10,000 at the time to make a difference? And so we started the Power of Pink. And to be honest with you, to this day, when I've asked people to help us, no one has turned us down. From leotard companies that gave us pink leotards for the both, you know, the initial two teams that went in the meet, to radio advertising, you know, all kinds of things, newspapers, nobody said no. And now in the fall, when you look in October, and you'll see the Tuscaloosa News comes out with the pink edition, the Crimson White comes out with the pink edition, Birmingham News, you know, you look and you see how far it's come. And the reason is everyone knows someone, a family member, a friend, a loved one, someone that has been touched by breast cancer. So on Friday night, we're going to have 17 survivors that are going to be introduced with our ladies.
Wow.
And the ladies' introduction now goes from, it's just Deandra Milner. It's not Deandra Milner, a national champion. But she's going to be introduced with 23-year-old Jessica Bailey from California, who is a 16-month survivor. And that means that young lady, in her senior year of college on fall break, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she survived. And now the university helped her get her degree, you know, in the last semester and graduate. And so she'll be the last person up, because 23-year-old female will affect the students here at the university more than any other person because they know now that this can happen to anybody.
Coach Patterson, you're 20-0 in the pink, so it's got a little bit of good luck with it too. And as you guys take on Arkansas this Friday, 7:30 at Coleman Coliseum, you'll have all of our support. We cannot thank you enough for joining us this morning. Not only are you're a tremendous coach, just a tremendous figure, not just in Alabama but throughout the country. And I want to personally just tell you how much I admire the fact that you've had a vision, you've worked your vision, and at the most important part, you've executed, and you've executed phenomenally. And because of that, we are all indebted to you, and we got we have full support for Alabama.
Well, thank you so much. And if y'all will drive around campus, you'll see the pink lights at the Coliseum, the Champions Plaza, Denny Chimes. I drove home last night from work at 8 o'clock, and the Student Rec Center, it's already pink. So the Ferguson Center, the water at the Ferguson Center will be pink. So any place you go on campus, you're going to be reminded what a special night Friday night is. And I hope that, you know, everyone will come out. Our students get there early. You know, we've got lots of prizes. We're giving away iPad minis, iPod shuffles, $50 gift certificates from American Express. It'll be a special night. And you know what? If we can do something to help one person, that we can make a difference in their life, that's what this is all about.
Head gymnastics coach, University of Alabama, Sarah Patterson. Coach Patterson, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.